Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Your feet get sweaty and nasty.
No, not mine.
What are you talking about, nasty feet, Jay?
Like that, Jay? What do you mean your feet?
No, I sweat here, but I don't sweat all down, like dripping and in my shoes, no.
We were talking about Key not wearing socks during the game yesterday, and I was like, yo.
Put baby powder in there? What'd you do?
But like,
nothing. My feet doesn't stink. He's saying that.
No, but just the grip and the.
I was fine. I'm fine. I don't know what you want me to say.
He's comfortable,
Jay. Don't leave those shoes around me, man.
Oh, no. I don't smell.
You act like
your shoes are right there.
You act like your stuff always smell like flowers all the time.
Jay, Key feet for sure was slimy.
I swear to you it was not.
Here's something you're not considering. Here's something you guys are not considering.
He was sweating so hard just off warm-ups.
But Key's going to get pedicures every other day, you know.
Yeah, very winded. Yeah.
I had to shut my man down during warm-ups. Key out there, I'm like, Key, I need to shut you down. I need you to conserve this energy for the game. Yeah, there. I'm like, Key, slow down. You're breathing a little heavy right now.
He was using a lot of veteran tricks on Bart, too. I noticed it.
What did you do?
I don't know. On defense, you were you know, getting
a old man.
Oh, Key was defensive. He was in it last night.
Yeah.
He was getting physical. He was swiping up. I was like, hey. I was like, yeah, Key, that's right.
I had all that.
Twisting there.
You guys lulled them to sleep talking about, I hope they don't play dirty. I hope they don't play rough. And then you guys played rough.
No, man, I didn't play rough.
A little bit.
If I wanted to, I could have body slammed Han a couple times, but I just, you know, I'm like, I don't want to do my dude like that.
So we would play pickup games like this. I don't know if you guys have ever done this where, you know, you play full court 2-on-2 and you don't have to take the ball up. You don't check the ball up. Like somebody scores, you just get the ball. You go, come down, shoot a three. We used to play at Duke until 100. And last night, that was a rule. So you didn't have to check the ball up. You just had to get the ball outside the 3-point line. So the first couple plays, I'm like, oh, somebody's pushed the pace a little bit. See everybody's face. Bart was like, I'm like, we the first minute in the game. We the first minute in the game, y'all breathing hard.
A little bitty ass shirts.
Listen.
Oh, it was great.
Listen, just look at Bart Scott. That dude is a linebacker.
He's shaking his head like, oh, Bart.
Pete Bart's rip through, though. That joint is so strong. It's so football strong.
That 19 looked different on you today, boy. It looked way different than it used to look. It looked way different.
And you know, the white ain't going to do you no justice.
No, it don't do you nothing. It don't make you look sleek. It don't do any of it.
Freddie looking like a broke down pimp.
We out there wearing McDonald's All-American uniforms.
Freddie's
calling. Our watch keeper's right there, Key.
Now, I was like, go.
Cut. Go.
Okay.
Look at
that.
I said, cut. Look at that slow ass cut.
Any other time, I would have took off running.
By the time he got to the free throw line, I was like, oh, he ain't going to make the complete cut. He ain't going to make it through.
Freddie looked like he got so much. I knew
that was too late in the game, man.
No, exactly.
That was early in the game.
No, it wasn't. That was like toward the end.
Wait, toward the game was only like 7 minutes.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a long 7 minutes, though. All right.
That's it right there. And that's what I knew. Hey, that's what I knew. I was like, oh, I got to turn up.
It's because the Key eyes, man.
Key gave me a look. He said, take it right back. I was like, all right, that's. And how about this? How about the last shot? So the last shot, we're sitting here, we got 9. I just hit the 2. And I'm like, okay, cool. Like, let's really play one possession. So I give the head fake. I'm like, all right, Bart, like, you going to really try to hoop? Like, you got the ankle braces on. What we really doing?
Right.
Like, let's give the people one.
And he wouldn't
show.
Play I'm defense, good. So you just shot it.
I had 10 assists.
Bart said,
in the game.
I didn't know was game. He said, I didn't know it was game point. I was like, everybody knew it was game point, Bart.
What? Sometimes when you're tired, J.R. Smith. When you're tired, you forget.
You just don't know.
He pulled the J.R. Smith. He forgot the score.
My favorite thing about Bart Scott is he did all the talking, talked Allen into that position.
Look at Allen.
You could see
why
Allen.
Would they
Allen
show
took
that
it
video,
hard.
Man?
He
why
really
don't
didn't
do
like
Allen Hahn like that.
He didn't. He didn't like being put in that position, but he did it. And it's like water off a duck's back to Bart. Bart doesn't care. He's just going to keep on talking like nothing happened.
I can't have you talk about Stephen Curry ever again.
I will sit here.
I cannot
for the next how
seeing
for the next however many
your
years
friend, as your
and
friend
and I will dissect
as somebody
and criticize
that we've
Steph
gone
Curry.
To games together yeah. as brothers.
Yes,
your free throw does not
didn't
I'm
look
taking
free.
Away
did it?
Any yeah. ability to talk about the greatest shooters of all time
Man,
ever again.
A,
I'm taking
a,
your card.
We had a heckler to the right of the goal.
Uh huh.
And. He was to my right. Max didn't see him. And he's right past Canty now.
Uh-huh.
And he said the same thing you said, but he was saying it in a more.
Look at the hole. Look at this, the Bill Cartwright hole.
My eyes are closed.
Your eyes are not closed.
My eyes are 100% closed, promise. I opened them once I released the ball.
Max, it was a heckler over there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What'd he say?
Oh, man. Same thing Jay said.
Look
Please
at this.
Please don't ever talk about NBA players shooting again.
Just like, wait, look at my left hand. Look at my guide hand. Where is it going? What's happening with
it? We work on this every day in the studio, shooting into the garbage can.
I own the team, and I'm going to do a
See,
free
eyes
throw.
Closed. Eyes
don't
closed.
Make
eyes
money.
Just watch. Just
eyes
watch.
Closed.
Just watch the eyes.
First off, you got
don't
the,
watch anything else, just the eyes.
You
I beg everyone, just watch
into
the eyes.
A T-shirt, anything. You had the shirt tucked in.
Guts spilling out. Guts spilling out.
That wasn't a bad miss. That was way better
than
the first couple misses.
Ugly as sin.
Good rotation on the shots, though.
It was ugly as sin.
Looked like
I didn't hold the follow through, nothing.
By the way, whenever you say Stephen Curry, I'm going to tell him, roll the tape.
Yeah.
That's but what the dude was roll killing the tape.
Do you, you have to understand something. That means nothing to me. I will sit right here after doing that and talk about the greatest athletes who ever lived and nitpick and criticize them.
That's
right.
What you're brilliant at.
That's how I make a living.
Yeah, I get it. I understand.
Yeah.
I get it. Yeah. But yesterday was – hey, by the way, big shout out to our crew. I mean, Yates, James, Jerry, Evan, Justin Craig, who was here – everybody, all of our producers. I mean, it felt like the damn NBA Finals out there yesterday. Pat Costello was there out there taking all the great imaging on Instagram, getting us breathing hard. What?
That was the NBA Finals from like 1963.
I mean, with all the damn cameras out there, we got a whole production.
Dribbling like this. You're
like, Jay and Key, this is how you guys have to walk out of the Seaport studio.
Yeah, we did multiple takes.
I'm like, I'm tired from just doing all the production. Just the introductions made me
tired.
I thought
they were going to bring out the smoke and out when we came out the tunnel or something. They had a whole production going on.
My daughter was like, Dad, why is Keyshawn so tired? I'm like, baby, it's a long game. It was a long game, baby.
She was holding up the trophy in the end, though.
Yeah, that's what we do. We hold up trophies.
Yes, we do. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
You made sure to get the Amex in there.
That's the name of the show. Here's the trophy. One. By team, Keyshawn, Jay Will,
nothing,
and Max.
You did nothing to help us win. You didn't even make the
Jay,
free throw to give us the
win
ball first.
And lose as a team. Well,
we
win
we
as
don't.
A team. If we lose, it's you guys. But we win as a team.
This is like Coach Bud. We're winning championships, thinking about firing the coach.
He brought me in from California.
Yeah.
That's
right.
That's what he did. He signed me.
When we brought Key into the organization from Los Angeles, these were the moments we envisioned.
See, Key, did Max find you or did Dave Roberts, our GM, find you? See?
Well,
you got to give Dave.
Dave ain't getting nothing because Max found me.
Right.
Dave just picked up the phone to make it happen.
To make the call.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
Or is it that Max, as a coach, sets the narrative in the media that he found you and we don't really know the real truth?
It's the owner, man.
That's what happens.
Max,
typically with
Max looked like that picture. He looked like an owner.
Yeah.
Really? Oh, man.
Guy just comes out of nowhere just holding the trophy.
Holding a trophy with a tie.
I jumped right into the picture.
I was the finals MVP. Yeah. I had my Stephen Curry finals MVP moment and I didn't even get a chance to hold the trophy.
He's either
What's happening here?
He's either an owner. He's an owner who created something like, you could take this and create this, and he got $10 billion and decided to
buy
it.
I was the 11th guy in the garage when someone else invented something.
Or his parents decided to give him the team to run the team after they bought it. That's what he looked like.
Yeah, my dad played college ball or something, got rich, bought the team, and then the idiot son just inherits it right
now. I will say this.
God.
First championship basketball trophy in New York for a long time.
I
just want to state that for the record. First championship basketball.
True, since 1973.
For a long time. I'm glad we brought it back home. For KJM.
Good
we
point, Jay. As soon as I saw you guys holding that trophy, I had nothing to do with anything, with the shots, with nothing. I jumped right into the middle and grabbed the trophy.
I'm the MVP. Just let me touch it.
Jay, on this team, we all make contributions. We don't point fingers. We don't assign blame. We don't talk about credit. Key had a point. He played defense.
Yes.
He did all kinds
of
stuff.
Show everybody right now. Show the world you're shooting for him.
Well, okay. First of all, Jay.
I don't need a breakdown.
You want to see my shooting for
yes.
him?
Yes.
All right.
We got to get the break. Just show it real quick, and then we got to get a break.
Here we go.
That's not bad. All right. We have a lot of work to do, but
yeah.
Okay. Let's go to break.
Once again. This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, presented by Progressive Insurance.
The voice kills me.
Coming to you live from the Seaport District to Pier 17, brought to you by Chase. Jay made contributions in the game. There's no question about it. So did Key.
I scored and assisted all the points.
We all made contributions, Jay. Aaron Rodgers says he thinks about retirement all the time. All the time. What's that mean for his future? That's after Key tells you how you can win by listening to the NBA Finals on ESPN Radio.
Why didn't Aaron Rodgers say that? We'll be talking about that till next January.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Hottest news in the sports world today is, of course, yesterday's 2-on-2 game between Key and Jay and Bart and Han. And tomorrow at 6:30 and 7:30 on ESPN2, you'll be able to watch everything from yesterday. You'll also be able to hear the game right here on ESPN Radio. Diana Russini, ESPN NFL reporter extraordinaire, is giving the Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. What are your thoughts on the
little game, as she referred to it?
Tremendous win by Key and Jay.
I'm just waiting for you guys to challenge a real athlete like myself. I was All-State in New Jersey 4 years as a forward. Look,
as a forward?
As a forward. Very short one. 5'6", barely. I don't even know why they put me as a power forward.
You were in a power forward?
Have you ever seen my elbows? They're like the sharpest things in America. Right in the eyeballs of like every girl.
Can you please break down the Max Kellerman free
throw? Yes, look at this perfect form. Just happened not to go in.
So, yeah, so
exactly. Those, came right from
those,
the set.
For those listening, he's wearing a shirt and tie shooting a foul shot.
And came right off the set, Diana.
And speaking of elbows out.
Did you ever
learn the basics of shooting a ball?
That's what Max wears in the gym.
Look, here's the thing. So I'm impressed by Bart. I cannot believe those words are coming out of my mouth. I knew he'd be scrappy, and he's thick. So his cardio was better than what I expected it to be. I thought he would be just, on the hands on the knees, right over.
Good D, Key. Good D.
Yeah. No, I kind of expected. Now, Alan. So he pulled me aside in the coffee area after he heard me the last time on this show. He's like, can I talk to you? And I was like, sure, Al, what's up? How are you doing? Do you want me to come on the show or something? He's like, why'd you say all that stuff about me on the radio? That, I couldn't play basketball. I was like, because you can't. Look at you. He's like, I'm tall. Look at these muscles. I was like, Alan, there's nothing about you that screams athlete at all. I said, look, you're an amazing opinion person. You're great at sports. I love the way you talk basketball. I follow you. I love your show. I listen to it when I drive home. But you are not an athlete. You are not an athlete. Look, and he was awful.
Why are you doing like that?
Why are
you
so Alan trying to
Everything about him is just like, you know what it is? I expected that. For those listening, they are showing highlights, little clips of Alan. He can't even make a layup.
He was dunking the ball.
We're showing the one that he missed.
I don't care. Look, I said it to you when you guys told me about this. White man can't jump, and it continues here in 2022 with Alan.
Diana, brutal.
Alan, I love you.
Stupid. Billy, you're so stupid.
Billy, you're so stupid. I'm going to hear it from him today.
Billy, you're so
stupid. You ready to play hot news or not news? Take a listen to Aaron Rodgers on The Match on how much he thinks about retirement. Then tell us if it's hot news or not news, okay. Diana.
Oh, I think about it all the time. Yeah. I mean, I resonate with what Tom said about the mindset of 55, 45. You know, when you commit, you're 100%. The older you get, the interests change and the and the grind, I think, wears on you a little bit more. And the football part's the easy part. That's the joy. It's the other stuff that wears on you and makes you think about life after football. Tommy obviously set the bar so high with playing so many years, but I can definitely see the end coming.
Not news. Congratulations, Aaron Rodgers. You now get the headlines again. Because guess what we're talking about to start off this football segment? Aaron Rodgers again. We did this all last year. Is he going back to Green Bay? What is he doing? Is he going to stay a Packer? Now we're going to have conversations about him retiring. Look, Key, you can speak to it better than anyone here. The grind, I believe him. When I talk to players about camp, training, just dealing with everything that comes with football, it's exhausting. Just like anyone driving to work right now, we're all tired of work. But I truly believe that he loves the game. And I do think it's going to be really hard for Aaron Rodgers to walk away from football with just one Super Bowl. I think he's going to keep taking a bite at the apple to try to get one because he knows he pays attention to all of us. He hears us talking about it. I don't think he wants his legacy to be one of the greatest quarterbacks to ever play the game and only won once.
You know, Diana is right. It's not news, especially for somebody like me, because this is what all great athletes who have been playing a game for a very long time say. Oh, I see it. The end is near. It's coming. You know, you can't play 45%. You got to be all in. You know, that's what's going to happen.
He's almost 40. I mean, he's looking at, pretty soon.
In the end, his time will come just like everybody else's. Tom Brady just continues to keep playing and playing at a high level. Everybody can't do that. Everybody can't follow what Tom Brady is doing. For whatever reason, Tom Brady, LeBron James, however they're doing it.
Found a youth.
They continue to keep doing it at a high level.
Yeah.
It just doesn't happen for everybody.
But it's a freaky outlier, Tom Brady. Yeah.
And I'm not going to be talking about whether or not Aaron Rodgers is going to retire all the way to January because I really don't give a damn.
I don't think we will as much because we understand it. I'll say it's not news. I mean, I'm thinking about retiring after a 2-on-2 match yesterday. I can barely move. So if I'm thinking,
Diana, something you said, a light just went off in my head. Uh-oh. You're so right about this. Aaron Rodgers will retire when he wins his second Super Bowl, right? Like he's going to keep playing until
he never retires.
Right. That's like we will see. It's got to be it. Like, duh. Right. Like he's got to win another Super Bowl before he retires. Lamar Jackson remains. Oh no, excuse me. As part of the match, Tom Brady asked Josh Allen if he's ever seen the Lombardi Trophy. during the match, the golf match last night, does Josh Allen get his Super Bowl in the next 2 years?
Yes. Yes, I believe. So watching the four of them, and I'll always lead into Patrick Mahomes being the next generation of best. Josh is right there. And just the way the Bills are built right now and just what they've been able to do in terms of roster top to bottom, I think that they have the best chances of winning, which is no surprise. I think a lot of people believe that. So, I guess that's hot news because I believe that the Bills are going to win. But it's not really news because they're built to win right now.
So what Brady said to Josh Allen, was that funny?
I think he's just teasing him, right?
Teasing him, yeah.
It felt forced to me because it's like, seriously, you know, it just felt forced from Brady because Brady would have never done that in the past. It's like all of a sudden this new Tom Brady.
You think it has to do with social media?
Have you ever had a conversation
with
Tom Brady? He's not exactly funny.
That's why I said it feels forced.
He's great at everything.
Yeah, it feels forced.
Do you think it has to do with social media? He's trying to get, like, you know, branch out and build his brand that way and everything?
I don't know. If it was coming from somebody like Aaron Rodgers, I would laugh. You know, have you ever seen the LeBardi? I would expect Aaron to say that and not Tom. But in terms of the Bills, I don't know if he'll get a championship in 2 years. I don't know that. He's very good. I want to see what they look like this year because Brian Daboll is no longer there. Yeah. I know what it's like to lose an offensive coordinator, especially for a quarterback. And many people will go on to say, Diana, it doesn't mean anything. People lose offensive coordinators all the time that are great quarterbacks. Look at those quarterbacks and see the next year after they lose that offensive coordinator
who calls plays.
You know, I'm with you, but I started to dive into it a little bit more the last week because we've been talking so much about the Patriots losing Josh McDaniels. And I apply the same sort of thought process there of Mac Jones was the best rookie quarterback last year, no question. Is he going to take a big step forward? Well, not having Josh McDaniels is huge.
Yeah.
They don't even know what they're doing up there, who's calling the offense. Bill's on top of this kid every single day because he's got his eyes and hands on it, as we expect him to. But at least the Bills had a plan. The Bills had a – they knew Daboll was leaving. They knew it was eventually going to happen starting from last year when Brian was starting to take those interviews. And even talking to people in the Bills organization, they knew it was a matter of time. At least they had a plan. What was New England's plan?
Well, see, here's what I would say, Diana, before you even be the one to go down that track. Bill Belichick isn't doing something without a plan. It's just that we don't know what the plan was. He already knew that this could potentially happen.
Yeah.
That Josh
had a job.
He's done it before. He's called plays on the offensive. I don't remember exactly the year, but he did it in New England before. And I know Tom Brady was there, but he still was calling plays.
Yeah.
So I'm not really worried about Mac Jones at all, because the philosophy is not going to change what they do with him.
I'm worried about Matt Patricia and Joe Judge call plays, if that's
that's a whole other conversation.
Y'all so funny.
Lamar Jackson remains without a comment. Hot news or not news, Diana?
Not news. I'm going to say not news. I think he's going to show up to camp. I think he'll be there. And look, this is how I read it. I don't know this. I just read it as Lamar Jackson's got a number. The Baltimore Ravens haven't been able to even come close to it. And it makes you start to wonder how this Baltimore Ravens team views Lamar Jackson. Do they just see him as an incredible athlete and not an elite quarterback? Because the number he wants is going to be in that top five quarterback range. And this guy won the MVP. Don't you think he deserves this?
Deshaun Watson type money.
Deshaun Watson's contract screwed up everything for a lot of people.
Can you really annoy the NFL right now? Keep talking about that. That is the one thing that people cannot stand, at least the owners and GMs right now, because it really changed the market.
Well, isn't that setting the tone? So if you're Lamar Jackson, you're seeing that. Why, you're not asking for anything lower than that?
You would think. And maybe that's why it's not done. But it's pretty obvious, guys, at this point, that Lamar Jackson wants to play for the Baltimore Ravens. He wants to be there. They've built an offense around him. It's all about the numbers, and he ain't getting that number. And will he go out there and play this year? I would expect him to. I think he's the type of guy that's going to go out there and bank on himself and see what he can do in free agency if they don't franchise tag him.
What are we in, June? June 2nd?
June 2nd. Yep.
Not worried, not one bit. It's not hot news at all. What do I always say?
Yeah.
Voluntary.
We are in June.
Right. Let's wait until
you're not losing anything until September. Mm-hmm. That's 3 months to get it done. And you can get a deal done in 24 hours. It's not that difficult.
I think a lot of it is the owners have to get their head around the fact that the Deshaun Watson thing was a unique situation, but it is what it is. It changed the market, and they're going to have to start realizing, that's the new price.
On top of that, though, Max, they're not if he signed the contract today, right, they're not giving him any money till the season starts.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And everybody's going, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. He won't play. He won't step on the field at all until he gets a
new deal. He shouldn't.
And he should. Yeah.
Can you guys don't get money prorated over 12 months?
No, it's not over 12 anymore. It's I feel like it's about 8 now.
Really?
9. Yeah, but when I say he's not getting anything through September, just because you signed the
deal,
they're not giving you the check
today.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You won't start getting paid till the season start. And even if you had a signing bonus, they're probably not giving you the signing bonus for 90 days. Mm. That's just how it is.
Now, much different scenario than we see in Arizona now, right? Kyler Murray showing up at the facility. And, guys, we talked about this last week on the show.
Is it hot news or not news?
I actually think it's hot news because he listened to me and Key, which is good. Because we both said, show up. Maybe you'll urge the front office, the team, to say, this is our guy, let's pay him. And look, he's doing this because he's playing ball with the organization. And from the last time I checked, which was about a week ago, things were good. They're going to get there. But I'm just going to add my little cherry on top of it. He needs to be there. He needs the reps. He needs to continue to get better because we haven't seen significant growth in Kyler Murray over the last three seasons. He had a really tough time in the pocket last year. And I think that's just one element of the things he needs to work on. But he needs to show that he's the guy, the face of the franchise, and let ownership believe that he's that guy, because we know that there was a little drama there.
Thank you, as always,
longest
Diana
segment ever. Do I get paid a minute?
The one fan base that has a vested interest in the NBA Finals without even making the playoffs.
some of the things we had some preparation with Miami off-ball actions. Now we're taking it to another level with their execution and their shooters.
Just respect in terms of understanding what he brings to the table on that end of the floor. He's relentless. He's physical. He's smart. Finds a way to be in the right place at the right time.
So we gotta make it as tough as possible, and make sure nothing is easy. Because if it's easy, it's gonna be a tough time.
Guys, tomorrow, 6:30 and 7:30 on ESPN2, you're going to be able to watch everything from our 2-on-2 game yesterday, including my sweet free throw stroke.
Wait, we got what? Hove on the show. Hove, you there? Hove, you there?
He said, cheer.
Yeah!
Taking time out of his busy schedule. Anyway, the 2-on-2 game, Kia J versus Barton Hahn, you're going to see it all. You can also hear the game right here on ESPN Radio. By the way, Bart and Hahn are going to join us for an exclusive interview.
Oh, an exclusive.
In 30 minutes.
Oh, wow.
We're going to go all over that game.
What?
That's right.
Alan, by the way, we were having dinner at my spot last night, the cabin, and Key and I were just sitting there. Alan looked so distraught. He was like, I didn't score one bucket. I didn't get one.
I'm like, just glad it's over.
The best part, I'm telling you, the best part of the whole thing is that Bart talks them into it, the whole thing. It destroys Allen. It's like nothing to Bart. He's on to the next thing.
Bart does not care.
It never happened. Allen was the one who got talked into, got roped into the whole thing, and now he's the one. And Bart, it means like completely nothing.
Evan called him John Starks. He just disappeared when you need him the most. That's wrong, Evan.
No, it's actually right.
John Starks is an overachiever. Give Starks some credit. Come on.
So was Allen Hahn.
Well, that's a good point.
Owner. Right.
The owner talking
first
about
first duo yes. ever to join the 4,000 club. On
never
the
played a
court.
Sport a day in his life, but he owns the team.
That's right. My
ridiculous.
My father was the 17th guy in the garage when someone else invented something great with computers or something, and now I have $1 billion. All right. The finals guys, there's a team involved that's not involved.
The videos are funny.
Wait, what'd I miss?
Just the videos are just funny. Everybody moving around.
It's the look in your eyes, no, Kia, that one play when you're like, oh.
Well, Bart came out and Bart tried to do like the chop. You know, like the defense, you come out, you chop your feet, like try to look all fast. And we actually started really playing. And I was like, you ain't moving the same way that you were moving 10 minutes ago. What's going on?
What's going on is there's 10 intervening minutes.
All the production, everybody got cold between the introductions and the actual game. I can't even
What's
talk,
Bart
man.
What's Bart going to do here?
Well, I can't even talk.
I got to pass you the ball.
Can I tell you guys something randomly?
Pass you.
I tell you guys something very random. I know we're talking about 2-on-2 game. I got to say this because last night it really changed my life. I went to my first NFL hockey game last night.
An NFL hockey game?
I can't talk. Mark that down.
That's a special.
Run that back. See, it's in the morning.
I've never been to one of those either.
Game. Oh, my God.
NFL hockey game. So they play in an open stadium.
Because all we do is talk about football on the show. That's why.
Tackle football on ice.
I went to my first NHL hockey game last night. It was the Ranger game. Okay, I got it.
I didn't know the NHL hockey.
I have to tell you, yeah, because you've never been. Do you go to games, Keith?
No, I don't.
Okay, cool. So I went to a playoff hockey game last night. I'm going to tell you guys, real talk, at MSG, first off, I never knew so many people could be at Madison Square Garden. I was like, oh, I come here for basketball games. I've been coming here for the wrong sport, apparently. That's number one. Number two. Yeah, but it's fine. Number two, may have been the best sports environment that I've ever been to.
It's a great live
I've had about five heart attacks. I had anxiety. Mm-hmm. I'm screaming Igor nonstop.
All the
goals
good stuff.
Are being scored.
Anxiety, heart attacks, yes.
I mean, but it was like the roller coaster ride. Like, it was the best time I've had at a sporting event. I lost my voice, and it was just, have you guys ever been to a playoff hockey game?
Oh, yeah.
Did you not feel this way or
hockey?
Were the Kings
live
like that?
Hockey? Oh yeah, in LA. Okay. LA went nuts for the Kings.
Yeah, but I'm not. I just
why not?
I just haven't gone.
I mean,
I
Shesterkin
gone.
Last night was incredible.
Hockey. You didn't want Igor to the playoffs.
Igor made so many saves. I'm just saying, like Hedo was incredible. Chris Kreider was incredible. Like the amount of knowledge I had last night from going to a game. I want to start talking about hockey some more. We should do it. We should go to a game.
Well, you go ahead and do that. Listen.
We should go to a game. I'm going to do that.
Wait, I didn't hear you. What did you say, man?
I say Jay wants to talk more hockey. You should go ahead and
I'm
do that.
I'm just saying.
Yes.
Let's go to a game.
Jay, you should go ahead and do that. Do you hear what Max said?
I'm just trying to tell you, you're missing out, Max.
I'll go to a game with you.
Everything.
I'm just saying, once the show
New York
starts,
and all New York, and all I do is kill Dolan. Well, Dolan's doing something right with this team because he's not doing anything. He's leaving them alone, and we should be talking about it.
I hear you. Well, I'll go to a game with you, no question. I'm just saying, Keaton and I will be over here talking NFL if you want. We can
or NBA or Major League Baseball.
We can talk that too. I'm just saying, you can go to a game, Max.
I think we'll get there, Jake. Once, baby steps, man.
Baby steps.
Let us catch a period on TV first.
Yeah. It's like when you first get out on the ice, you got to get used to it.
Let us catch a period on television or post game or something. Let us catch some pre-game, post-game, a period.
Yeah.
These dudes come off playing the Canes, they have one day of rest, and they come back and they beat the Stanley Cup champs.
We'll catch the first
champs.
He'll catch the first quarter.
That's not entertaining enough for you to pay attention.
I was at dinner at your restaurant last night.
Yes.
I turned to our supervisor, Justin, and I said to him, those are probably the best athletes in the world, is what I said about the hockey guys, watching them skate around, because it was on television. Just one baby steps.
Baby steps. Okay.
Guys, can I pay off the tease
real
quick?
I should
know
how fast these
guys away from it. I just want to pay off the tease from the last segment. Lakers fans don't want the Celtics to win. That's all. Okay. Now.
See, look. That's right. We instead of talking Lakers and Celtics,
yeah,
we just talked about the Rangers.
That might not have been the
and
best
the Lightning.
Idea.
Really? I think it's the best thing. I just hijacked the segment.
Tomorrow at 6:30 and 7:30 on ESPN2, you'll be able to watch everything from the 2-on-2 game yesterday, Key and Jay, Bart and Han. You'll also be able to hear the game right here on ESPN Radio. One NFL player feels disrespected that he's not in the same conversation as Aaron Donald. That's after Jay has this from O'Reilly.
NFL hockey. Oh, praise the Lord.
NHL hockey. You said it, not me.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack your 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th, one-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
I think I'm if not the most complete player at my position. You know, I know Aaron is, you know, a really talented guy.
Aaron Donald is better at his job than anybody else in the National Football League is at their job.
But don't just shy away and say, oh, it's Aaron Donald and everybody else. It's Cam and Aaron and everybody else.
Hey!
You say you are a superstar.
Ran into Lupe Fiasco in the street a couple years ago. Yeah. Keyshawn, J. Willimax, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80. We are here with Brooke Pryor, ESPN Steelers reporter.
Hey, Brooke,
how are you?
I'm great. I mean, I'm no Lupe Fiasco. I'm not anybody exciting to run into in the street, but
who says?
But you're Brooke Pryor.
I mean, yes, but yes. I'm not nearly as cool as Lupe Fiasco, and I can own that, and I'm confident in that.
Is Cam Hayward who he says he is, a superstar? Ooh. All right, take a listen to Cam Hayward.
I was like, is that a question to Brooke? Because
yes,
I thought she was about to answer it.
No, that was a rhetorical question based on a Lupe Fiasco song that Yates just played. Look at the way I weaved in all kinds of things.
That was beautiful, and I was ready to answer it, rhetorical or not.
That's right.
Brooke was like,
just admire the mastery of the craft. All right, listen to Cam Hayward on the Mina Kimes podcast, Brooke.
Yeah, it pisses me off. Hands down. Like, you know, I think I'm if not the most complete player at my position. You know, I know Aaron is, you know, a really talented guy, but don't just shy away and say, oh, it's Aaron Donald and everybody else. It's Cam and Aaron and everybody else.
Hey.
He's not wrong. I mean, look, here's the thing. The difference between Cam Hayward and Aaron Donald is that Aaron Donald has an incredible presence on social media. And like, look, when he works out, you know, you see everything popping. You see the muscles popping. He is very much someone, and this is no knock against Aaron Donald because he's incredible. He is a game wrecker. We obviously know he just won a Super Bowl. But Aaron Donald is different from Cam Hayward in that Cam Hayward doesn't have this like in the gym reputation, like, look at how insane my traps are, my delts, everything. Like, that's just Cam's much more understated. And I think that that's where, you know, I think he's trying to change that narrative. That's why he's, you know, talking with Mina saying like, yeah, it should be Cam and Aaron and everybody else. But if you look at his stats, I mean, last year, Cam Hayward had 10 sacks, 89 tackles, a career high. Aaron Donald had 84 and 12.5 sacks. So he's not far off. I think Aaron Donald's just a lot better at marketing himself.
Yeah, I think Brooke is right to a degree about the marketing aspects of things. On top of that, look, they both play similar positions. Statistics are statistics. The one thing that I would say about Aaron Donald versus Cam is in the biggest and the brightest moments, he flashes. In some of the biggest and the brightest moments in Pittsburgh, Cam hasn't done that recently, and they haven't been good. They haven't gone to the Super Bowl. They haven't done those sort of things. Aaron Donald's been in our face, right? And when you look at the Super Bowl play, for instance, at the end of the game, it was Aaron Donald.
However
you want to call it, it's Aaron Donald that's right there. But when you really get down to the weeds of things and you really start watching film and breaking things down with athletes and players, a lot of guys are close to a lot of guys. But because we build up certain people, everybody automatically assumes that he's the guy, and this guy's just another guy.
Cam Hayward's great, but Aaron Donald's doubled more than anyone, beats doubles by far more than anyone, and to me, it is Aaron Donald by himself, and Cam and a whole bunch, and a couple other guys
are next level. But see, when you look at the film, though, when you look at the film, Cam's double two.
Yeah, Cam's great. He's double two. Of course.
I don't think it's fair to have Aaron and then Cam, like a big gap between Aaron and Cam and everybody else. I think it's much closer than that. Maybe it's not. Maybe there's like a breath. Aaron, Cam, everybody else.
But see, this is the brilliance of Cam coming out and speaking, because now we're talking about those subtle nuances and we're, you know, pushing Cam up, talking about how incredible he is. Don't you want to see that from players that, hey, you may not mention their name and with the all-time greats, but you want to see that kind of bravado from a guy who plays
for a
traditional great defense.
Exactly. I've talked with Cam about this throughout the offseason. Like, look, you're good. You know you're good. People in Pittsburgh know you're good. But you need to get out here and say, I'm good. Like, yes. I know that I'm the guy. It's also hard when you're on a team that has T.J. Watt on the field. It's great. It's not hard when you're on the field with T.J. Watt. But when you're trying to market yourself and get out there and you have the reigning defensive player of the year on the same side as you, it's hard to pop on a defense that also they don't want to be – Mike Tomlin doesn't want to coach a defense of a bunch of superstars. He doesn't want to coach a bunch of, you know, I'm the guy. He wants a collective unit. But I don't think there's anything wrong with Cam coming out here and being like, no, I'm good. Please recognize that I'm good.
And when you're an edge rusher, edge rushers are going to get the notoriety. And when you're on a team with an edge rusher like that,
All the sacks and everything.
It just shows different when Aaron Donald has been the key to that entire Rams defense since he's been in the league.
You guys remember the call we had the other day suggest that Najee Harris could be a top three running back in 2022?
Yes.
Brooke, what would that do for the Steelers? Like, and what would it take for Najee Harris to get to that level, do you think?
Well, for one thing, they need a much better offensive line in front of him. He can't do it all by himself. We saw that last year. He tried to do it all by himself, and that was not working. I've had a front row seat to Najee the last couple weeks at OTAs. he looks like a second year dude and then some. I mean, his quads are insane. Like the side by side pictures. This is a guy that like they literally have to kick him out of the weight room, kick him out of the facility. And that's no hyperbole. Like that is literally what it is. He was so busy last year and so focused on football. Cam Hayward actually bought him a Christmas tree to be like, nah, dude, like you're going to celebrate Christmas. But I think for the Steelers offense, that's what they need because the quarterback is such a question mark. You don't want to go out there and be like, yeah, our offense is going to run through Mitch Trubisky or Kenny Pickett. Like, no, you have a first-round running back on your roster. It's Najee Harris. This guy's a game wrecker. He's also just an electric athlete. He's a big personality. I think the personality of the Pittsburgh Steelers has to be Najee Harris for them to be successful.
Give me the real scoop, not the radio television scoop. What does Mitch Trubisky really look like, though? Do people really – I like him. Yeah. But do people on the team in Pittsburgh – you don't need to give me any names – do they feel good about him when he walked in the building?
I think so. I mean, look, this is a guy who he was a first-round pick, and then I think he got kind of humbled the way that things went down in Chicago. Then you sit behind Josh Allen for a year. I mean, you're riding the high for a little bit in Chicago, although I think it came crashing down maybe faster than he would have hoped, obviously. But I get the sense that the guys do like him. It's a different vibe overall right now, but it's funny when you said, how does he look? The first thing that popped in my mind when I was at OTAs the other day, he's a lot shorter than you would expect. He's listed on the roster at 6'2". He was a lot smaller than I thought.
So this thing with Kenny Pickett, that's a real thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
What are early returns on Kenny Pickett real quick?
Yeah, we got about 30 seconds.
I think Kenny Pickett, they didn't draft him to sit on the bench. I don't think he's going to start week one. I don't think that he's going to start maybe in the first couple games, but I think they are going to bring him up to speed. They don't use that pick, a first-round pick, to have a guy sit behind Mitch Trubisky. Wow.
Brooke Pryor, great to have you in studio. Thank you so much.
Smaller than what we thought.
Good info on the Steelers. Yeah. A performance yesterday that Allen Hahn, well, a performance that Allen Hahn has experienced as a fan, and now he's experienced it as a player. And Allen Hahn's coming right up next on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.